Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Thanks for joining us here. As always, you can text or call 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So there is, let's get into some of the top stories in the news. So starting off with, Antony Blinken, our Secretary of State, was able to meet with Lavrov for the first time since the Russia's invasion of Ukraine. So this is the leader of Russia. Well, he's not the president, but about the equivalent of our Secretary of State, right? So they were able to meet in the G20 sidelines. So this is the first time they've met since then. No word yet about what might have been discussed pertaining to their meeting, but just the fact that they did meet. Then jobless claims have fallen for the third straight week. They stay below 200,000 new filings for unemployment for the seventh straight week in a row. We will cover more about jobs and jobless claims tomorrow in the 5 o'clock hour, as we do every Friday. But it does signal, once again, we seem to have a pretty strong labor market going on right now. In fact, I was talking to somebody just today who was telling me they're having a hard time hiring people. Still, it's still an issue to try to find people to work. That some of it they were saying is, which I think is funny, because they were telling me, well, people are just willing to go work at fast food, or they're willing to go work at some retail or something because they're paid so well now. And I'm like, yeah, but I talk to people who work retail and fast food, and they're saying they can't hire people. So I don't know what jobs people are going to. But yeah, apparently it's a lot of businesses still having a hard time trying to hire people. A guy, I don't know if you saw this story, Pennsylvania man was arrested after explosives were found in his baggage. And I was like, who? I don't think I've ever I was trying to think about this earlier. I was like, I don't know. There might have been a time, but I can't think of a time where I've actually just had explosives on me.
And it's a checked bag. It was in a checked bag.
Yeah. So it's not even oops. Yeah, exactly. It's not even an oops. So it's because how do you get I'm trying to think, I don't even know if I've even held on to explosives, had them in my hands, much less taken them to an airport. That's next level. I hear about people having their firearms, getting confiscated at the airport. That I can kind of understand. I have a pocket knife every single day. There's a point in time where I was concealed carry every single day. It's just part of your clothing. So you just get used to it. And especially if you're out doing things and everything, and then you're like, oh, I got to run to the airport now. You don't have time to go home. You're not thinking, I got to run home first and put my gun away. There's just things. I can see how that can happen. Explosives? I was going to be demolitioning a bridge, and I forgot to put it away. Thought, what the heck? I'll throw it in my check-on. In my check-in bag, and I'll deal with it when I get to my next destination. What? What are you doing? I'm heading up to Minnesota. What are you going to do up there? I'm going to fish. Oh, yeah? Well, what you going to be fishing for? Oh, all kinds of it'd be some ice fishing and everything. Oh, yeah, some ice fishing. Okay, cool. So you got a rod and reel up there? I don't need it. I'm bringing explosives. Just going to drop them in the lake, blow up the fish, and then they float to the top, and then I'll be Who travels with explosives? And dude's like, what? What did I do wrong? It was in the check-in bag. It's not like I was going to blow up the plane. And then they're like, what did you just say? This is just not good in any way, shape, or form. Yeah. All right, Ukrainian update here for you. Russia blames Ukrainian terrorists after reports of fighting near the Ukrainian border. Okay. It's just still the he said, she said stuff going on and on and on. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross here on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
This traffic report brought to you by Home Outlet. Our roads are looking good this afternoon. With I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays, we do have some typical afternoon slowdowns. Highway 90, of course, leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace. Expect some slowdowns on the bridge. 98 in Gulf Breeze. Nothing really to slow you down throughout the Nature Preserve. At the intersection of Gondolier Boulevard, you'll see some slight delays. But other than that, we're looking good. If you see something else on the road, something out of the ordinary, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. This traffic report brought to you by Home Outlet, where you'll find a great new look for your kitchen, bathrooms, and flooring. Home Outlet, 5007 Davis Highway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio.
Did you just shut the mic off? Did you just give up?
Yeah, I gave up. I'll try again at 25.
All righty. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Snow blankets California. Governor Newsom has declared a state of emergency for L.A. and San Bernardino counties because of the winter storms. I mean, it's already weird anyway for L.A. and San Bernardino L.A. counties to get snow. It's already weird anyway. But to get snow March 2nd? Like, this is very weird. Oh, boy, got another a frightening situation on an airplane. 10 passengers of a Spirit Airlines plane have been injured. They were hospitalized because of a battery fire. They flight had to make emergency landing in Florida. It was Orlando bound. I don't know where it made the emergency landing at, but it's one of those battery phones or whatever. And it caught fire. 10 passengers had to be hospitalized because of the burns. Like, whoa, that's crazy. I don't know what type of phone it is. Probably, you know, Android, because those are inferior products. That, huh? You heard me. It's like
now they're a danger to society.
Now they're a danger to society. Could have taken the plane down. Maybe that was the explosives that the other guy in Pennsylvania are like, you can't come on board with this thing. You got explosives, arrest them. And they're like, what? He's like, I had no explosives. All I had was an Android phone. They're like, exactly. So maybe that's what it comes down to. All right. SpaceX launched today. No Google Androids on there. It ended up taking off just fine. It was all right. No explosives on board. Then there was something else I had too. Another top story I saw. Oh, well, I can't see it anymore. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Come up here next. We're going to get top trending news with John Pickens over in the newsroom. And so if you'd like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. Leap for Change is Leadership Pensacola's two-class projects. It's going to help provide basic needs, including food, hygiene products, clothing, and other necessities to specific local organizations that serve families and children living in Pensacola. To learn more about the projects and to donate, go to newsradio923.com. Coming up here in about 8 minutes, a major university getting rid of majors, like major programs. So kind of an interesting thing that's going on there, and making me wonder if we're going to see other universities following suit. We'll talk about that coming up in about 8 minutes right here on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Well, two students are hospitalized after an electrocution incident this morning at Pensacola Christian College. First responders were called to the college on Brent Lane around 10:50 a.m. Two Pensacola Christian College students experienced electrical shock injuries while working near power lines on the campus. Escambia County says the victims were on a hydraulic lift. Tower truck was brought in to rescue them. Escambia County EMS, fire, and FPL responded Two students were transported to the local hospital and are receiving care. Well, it's March, and you know what that means. Spring breakers will be rolling onto the Gulf Coast beaches as soon as this weekend. Sheriff's offices in both Okaloosa and Walton County say they'll have all deputies working to make sure spring break is orderly and lawful. Walton County Sheriff Mike Atkinson says they're expecting as many 300,000 visitors any given week from spring break through Labor Day. Both Okaloosa and Walton County say they have a zero tolerance policy for crime, including underage possession of alcohol. Last year, Walton County made more than 1,100 arrests over spring break. Okaloosa County made 650. And finally, Bobby, new study shows that In-N-Out's cheeseburgers are the second healthiest fast food cheeseburger in America. Analysts looked at data from several fast food restaurants. Rankings are based on sugar, fat, salt, caloric content. But guess what? The Texas fast food chain Whataburger took the top spot for having the healthiest cheeseburger. It's a rating of 8.4 on a 10-point scale. In-N-Out wasn't far behind with a rating of 8.2. And both are amazing burgers.
Both are pretty good burgers. Mm-hmm. I'm not huge in the In-N-Out burger. Everybody's like, In-N-Out. And I'm like, you have Five Guys, you've had this. It's
But it's still good, though.
It is still good. That's true. I'm not saying.
And the whole experience.
Yeah. You got the whole thing. Yeah, I mean, the whole experience being waiting in line for about an hour in the drive-thru when you go to California. No grazie.
Yeah.
It's forever. Now, Whataburger, I just talked to somebody the other day. They live in town, and they've never been to Whataburger.
What?
Live in town. They've been here for like 4 or 5 months. And they're like, yeah, I see it, but they're like, it looks old.
Oh, man.
Because like the orange, like the, I guess the color scheme is not appealing to them.
Let's update the colors.
Yeah, they're like, it's not very modern looking.
It's not my vibe.
Yeah, it doesn't have the vibe. They're like, oh man. So this person's like, I mean, I see people talking about it, but you know, what's Whataburger? And I was like, oh gosh.
Yeah, you have no clue you do it.
I'm like, well, do you eat fast food? Like, yeah. You know, Wendy's and Burger King. All that. Then go to Whataburger.
Right.
What's wrong with you?
Yes.
My goodness. Like, if you don't eat fast food, that's one thing, right? But, yeah, I mean, if you don't eat fast food, what are you, French? I don't understand. Like, this is America. Conform.
Conform, son.
Exactly. But, yeah, they were surprised. Like, they've been like, oh, I mean, I see it. I drive by. I mean, I don't see what the big deal is. I'm like, just go eat it.
Right.
Like, let's
just give it a whole try.
Give it a whole college try.
Especially if you're eating at Burger King and Wendy's and things like that. Like,
yeah,
you're already eating a fast food burger.
Exactly.
I can see if you're like, oh, I only eat this certain kind.
I just go to Chipotle. Like, I'm a little stuck up with my fast food.
You're already eating fast food.
Yeah, exactly. So, no, just go try it. You'll be fine. So, yeah. And then it's 24 hours a day anyway. So
I know, right?
That's the other thing about it. You got that.
And a drive-thru.
Yeah. You know, I should have did the follow-up question, which was, well, have you had Waffle House? Like, that should have been the follow-up question, because maybe they're just not Southern connoisseurs, and they're just like, you know, so and maybe that's what it is.
I will say, when my family came in town, I was, like, trying to think of all these, like, fun places to take them, and all my siblings wanted to go to was Whataburger.
Really?
I was like, we're not going to dinner at Whataburger as a family.
Well, when I was in Phoenix earlier, that's all I wanted to do was go to In-N-Out. I mean,
yeah.
I was like, yes, In-N-Out, we go. I mean, you know, the line wasn't that long. We went in off-peak times.
Okay,
still,
that's good,
I've seen the line.
I've seen the lines, especially like some college towns. Man,
oh, yeah.
That's the college kids just line up. It's like their thing. So, yeah. But that's kind of interesting. The second healthiest burger, the healthiest is Whataburger. That's not, but it's not to say it is actually healthy.
Right.
Right.
Right. I was just pointing out that it was...
Healthiest is not healthy.
Right.
So there you go. All right. Blue Dot are the best in Pensacola. Yeah. Yeah. Well, we got a lot of good burger places here in Pensacola beyond fast food stuff for sure. All right. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Typical afternoon traffic. I-10, I-110, nothing to slow you down. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Expect some slow traffic. And 98 heading towards the Gondolier. Heading towards Gondolier Boulevard, we're looking good near the Nature Preserve. We do have a small patch of slow traffic as you are moving closer to the Garrison Point intersection. But other than that, we're looking good. See something else, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I got another text here. Just a little off topic, but I'll read it. The fact of the matter is Warrington Middle School had issues long before Dr. Smith came to Escambia County. They're just trying to make him a scapegoat. Oh, yeah. Warrington Middle School was already talking about being closed before he got the job. So that's just one of the things. They're not using that as the impetus to get rid of him. There's other things, too. There's a lot of other complaints in the county with the schools that people have complaints with him. That's just one of them that they're using. But yeah, he definitely cannot be faulted for Warrington Middle School. They've been getting warnings for years, like turn things around or else. He came in, I think he had 1 year. He had like one, like next year's the year, and like, yeah, turn around in 1 year or else, and it didn't happen. So, all right, coming up here next, a major university is starting to get rid of some of their majors. I'll tell you what they are and what's going on with it next on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Marymount University is going to lose 10 majors. They have voted, it was unanimous too, to cut 9 undergraduate majors and 1 graduate program major. And these are all pretty much in the liberal arts area. But when you look at them, you know, we've talked about this before. How often do people go get a degree and then they're like, now what do I do with this degree? You could teach and that's about it. And like, so if you can't teach, what are you going to do with it? And or you get a degree and it turns out the jobs don't pay very well. And you've paid all this college tuition for this education that for a job that doesn't pay well. So you got BA in arts, art, economics, English, history, mathematics, philosophy, secondary education, sociology, theology and religion studies, and English and the humanities. That was the English humanities is the graduate program one. But the part of the reason why they did this is because some of these had nobody enrolled or only less than a dozen. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. So coming up here in about 10 minutes, some flight attendants give you some tips on airplane bathrooms, like using the bathroom on an airplane. I'm like, oh, that's always good because they're always so tight and cramped. You're like, what do they have to say? So I looked it up, and it was just like 3 tips, and I'm like, but one of them was like, it's jaw-dropping. It's duh. So I'll share that with you in about 10 minutes. Just go to the bathroom before you get on the plane and hold it until you get off. All right. So we'll talk about that coming up in about 10 minutes. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Also, we got some myths told by COVID experts over the years. This is from the New York Post. We'll go over that a little bit as well. Got your sports hit coming up right now. Top 3 stories. Applications for jobless claims fell for the 3rd straight week. This is the 7th straight week where they've remained under 200,000 for new filings for unemployment. Then Governor Newsom of California has declared a state of emergency in L.A. and San Bernardino counties because of the snow. Oh, my goodness. That's right. There's so much snow. Had to declare a state of emergency there. And SpaceX launched Crew 6 mission for NASA, sending 4 more astronauts to the space station. Those are your top 3 stories. Okie dokie. Let's go ahead and get your sports hit. Let's go ahead and get your sports hit here. The NCAA men's basketball is on at 6 o'clock on ESPN. Michigan playing Illinois. Big Ten matchup right there, rivalry game. You can check out number 1 Houston playing on ESPN2 tonight. They're playing Wichita State at 6 o'clock. FS1 has number 5 Purdue against Wisconsin at 8. Then the late games on ESPN. You've got Arizona State playing number 4 UCLA. ESPN2 has Memphis against SMU. And at 10 o'clock, number 8 Arizona plays USC. NCAA women's basketball earlier today, number 19 UCLA beat the number 21 Arizona, and number 17 Michigan beat Penn State just by 2 points. Then the NBA is going to be on TNT beginning at 6:30. The 76ers are playing the Dallas Mavericks, followed by the Clippers against the Golden State Warriors. NHL hockey on ESPN+. You've got the Florida Panthers hosting the Nashville Predators around 6 o'clock. Tampa Bay Lightning are hosting the Pittsburgh Penguins also at 6 on ESPN+.
Here's your sports hit.
That is the delayed reaction from the computer system. Major League Baseball earlier today, the Atlanta Braves ended up beating the Mets. Tampa Bay Rays lost to the Minnesota Twins. And I don't think the Marlins were playing just yet. Yeah, they weren't. And right now, the Cubs are beating the Oakland A's. Kansas City Royals are beating the Angels. Then when it comes to your sports news, a few things to let you know about here. Carolina Panthers founder and former owner Jerry Richardson has passed away today at the age of 86. New Orleans Saints' Alvin Kamara has pled not guilty to battery charges. The jury trial is set for July 31st, which is really going to be putting. I mean, you usually start getting into training camp for the NFL in August. So he's really going to be pushing that. Probably be late to training camp if he's able to, you know, if he's able to play at all. Just, I guess it depends on the jury trial, right? And this is a story, if you recall, in Las Vegas where they had the Pro Bowl. It was at night. He was allegedly part of a group of people that beat up some guy outside of a casino. And so that's what this is about. He's pled not guilty to those battery charges. A gunman attacked a store owned by Lionel Messi's family, the soccer player, and he left a threatening note, quote, "We're waiting for you," end quote. So I don't know if it's a rivalry soccer team fan or something. They're investigating it, of course. Lakers star LeBron James going to be out for at least 3 weeks with a foot tendon injury. And over in the NFL draft, one of the big stories, of course, yesterday was the Alabama player Carter. He had an arrest warrant. So he went ahead and was booked and released. And so he's gone back to the combine and is up in Indianapolis for the NFL combine. Pitts Cansey has run the fastest 40-yard dash by a defensive tackle since 2006. That is your sports hit. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, you can text or call 850-437-1620. So coming up here in a minute, right after our traffic on the fives, I've got 10, well, they're calling them 10 myths told by COVID experts and now debunked. So 10, basically it was 10 things that COVID experts used to say that are now debunked. We'll go over that here right after traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf. Go ahead, Gracie.
No major slowdowns. I-10 and I-110 are checking in clear throughout Pensacola. Highway 90, of course, we have your typical afternoon traffic leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on the bridge. And Davis Highway at University and Olive looking very busy at the moment at that intersection. If you do see something else slowing you down on the roads, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, before we go through this list, I got this from the New York Post. They have 10 myths that have now been debunked about COVID that we used to hear from experts. Before we get into this, I want to remind you, one of the things we learned during the COVID experience is you had a lot of people saying, follow the science, follow the science. But what did we say? Which science? See, that was the thing. There was science already debunking many of these things out there. Just the experts ignored it. And so I said, one thing we learned from the COVID experience was that we now have, and we've always had it, selective science. But the loudmouths of the mainstream media and sometimes of certain parties that are in charge, political parties in charge, the loudmouths control what the masses know about the science. It's selective science. They're choosing this science, ignoring that science, and then they go 100% with this. So here we go. Because I point that out because there's a lot of us who are going, actually, we were saying that's wrong back then. So here you go. Natural immunity offers little protection compared to vaccinated immunity. Yep, we used to hear that from the experts, but you had people like me getting other experts on going, that's not true. Masks prevent COVID transmission. Misinformation number three, school closures will reduce COVID transmission. Myth number four, myocarditis from the vaccine is less common than from the actual infection. Number five, young people benefit from a vaccine booster. Number six, vaccine mandates increased vaccination rates. Number seven, COVID originated from a Wuhan lab is a conspiracy theory. Remember, these are all myths that have now been debunked. Number eight, it was important to get the second vaccine dosed 3 or 4 weeks after the first. Well, they found that's not true either. And then number nine, data on the bivalent vaccine is crystal clear. No, there's never been a randomized controlled trial of any of the vaccines. Number 10, 1 in 5 people get long COVID. Nope. Now they realize instead of 20% of people getting long COVID, it's 3% of people. They said most people have residual symptoms where they're tired and weak for weeks after any kind of infection, any kind of sickness. You're usually tired for weeks afterwards, and that's not long COVID, though. Long COVID is actual COVID symptoms long after, like weeks, well after 12 weeks after being infected initially, and that only accounts for about 3% of COVID patients. So there you go. Bunch of COVID myths now debunked. Yes, thank you very much. Did I say Carter plays for Alabama? Yeah, Carter plays for Georgia. I appreciate that. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, quick update from John Pickens over in the newsroom. And then flight attendants give us some tips on how to use or what we should be aware of when we're using airplane bathrooms. That's next on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Yeah, I got a texter that says, that's criminal. People should go to prison. That misinformation cost people a lot. That's what I've been saying. Especially the ones where they were like, get the vaccine and you can't spread COVID. Get the vaccine and you can't get COVID. That right there caused people to let down their guard, to stop social distancing, to stop washing their hands, to go out in public more often. I mean, I talked to people like, man, I stayed indoors until I got my vaccine. Well, why did you stop? Well, because now I got the vaccine. And? Well, now I can't get COVID. No, that's not how it works. They lied to you. And it's not that kind of vaccine. It's a vaccine that gives you some antibodies to help you recover easier if you do get COVID. That's what the vaccine is. And they just lied at the beginning, and they pushed it for a long time. And that caused people to let down their guard and go out in public and spread COVID. And so, yeah, I definitely think there's people should be held accountable for that bit of misinformation. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I've got some information, some very helpful information from flight attendant on using airplane bathrooms. But first, let's go over to John Pickens in the newsroom. John?
Thank you, Bobby. Over 1,000 people are taking advantage of a new bonus program for law enforcement recruits. Governor Ron DeSantis announced yesterday that $5,000 bonuses have been issued to almost 1,400 newly employed recruits in Florida. This includes over 400 recruits from outside the state. DeSantis calls the bonus program the part of the strongest, most comprehensive law enforcement support initiative in the nation. Two students are hospitalized after an electrocution happened this morning at Pensacola Christian College. First responders were called to the college on Brent Lane around 10:50 this morning. Two Pensacola Christian College students experienced electrical shock injuries while working near power lines on the campus. Escambia County says the victims were on a hydraulic lift. A tower truck was brought in to rescue them. Escambia County EMS, fire, and FPL responded. Two students were transported to the local hospital and now receiving care. And finally, Bobby, you might find this interesting. Utah wildlife officials are encouraging folks to have bullfrogs for dinner. Bullfrogs are an invasive species in the area since it's National Invasive Species Awareness Week. The Department of Natural Resources is using this time to remind residents that they can catch and eat as many bullfrogs as they'd like. The DWR has even posted a recipe for breaded bullfrog legs.
Have you had frog legs?
No.
You can go over to Lambert's. I believe Lambert's over in Foley has frog legs on the menu. You can give that a try.
We should go.
Tastes just like lizard.
Chicken? Oh, I heard chicken.
No, it tastes like snake, which tastes like lizard, which tastes like chicken.
Okay. All right. We made it back to chicken.
It's like greasy chicken. That's the best way to put it. It's okay. I mean, it's eaten. I just think it's funny that, like, we have an invasive species, eat it. Right? Isn't that kind of weird? We have an invasive species, you guys need to eat it. Okay.
Yeah, just go for it, man.
Yeah.
Do your civil duty.
Yeah.
Take care of the bullfrogs.
Just chow down on the bullfrogs. I mean, that's just like, we got to, you know, the pythons, the mighty python down in the Everglades. We got an invasive species of this python. We need you guys to go around that sucker up and eat it. And, like, we don't hear that around here. We hear about killing them and you know, capturing them and killing them humanely. But no, they don't really tout to eat them. Which, by the way, when I was in the Philippines, I used to eat python a lot. A python, like a good-sized python, like a 9-foot-long python, it's like 15 pounds of meat. And so I was like, yeah, I'll eat me some. There's a lot of bones. It's like a fish. There's just a lot of bones to it, but it's good eating. In Illinois, like Chicago, they have the Illinois River there. Their invasive species there is carp that's in the river.
Oh,
it's eating up all the vegetation and stuff for the natural, you know, fish that are to the area. And they actually did try to encourage people to eat the carp there too. And people were like, no, it's disgusting. They wouldn't eat it. No, that's disgusting. And people want to do it. And at one point, there was actually a plan to create a program to capture the carp and basically feed them to the homeless. Like, that's how we'll feed the homeless, is we're going to capture all this invasive species of this carp. We're going to have a processing plant. And the homeless didn't want them.
Oh, no.
They're like, what, are you trying to kill us?
Yeah.
With the carp. So I'm just wondering, with the bullfrogs, You're going to get...
Be interesting
to see.
Residents in Utah.
Yeah, yeah. Just walking around with a big old tray of frog legs.
Yep. Breaded.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just bread it. There you go. Hey, if you bread it, you deep fry it, everything's okay when you deep fry it. So.
Exactly.
All right, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
No major slowdowns to report. We do have some typical afternoon delays. That's going to be Davis Highway near University Parkway. Expect some slow-moving traffic, as well as 98 near Lillian Highway. That's going to be Lillian Highway in both directions in between 98 and Blue Angel Parkway. 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre, surprisingly checking in clear. If you do see something else on the roads, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So a flight attendant gave her tips about using airplane bathrooms. And if you just ask somebody, do you think bathrooms are sanitary in the airplane? I would say no, but it's worse than I thought. So her three main tips. First, keep your shoes on. A lot of people take the shoes off when they're flying, I guess. And she said, just put your shoes on because you might be water on the ground, but it could be worse. Guys have a hard time aiming in general, much less when there's turbulence. Okie dokie. That's okay. Touch as few surfaces as possible. That includes with opening the door. If it's an accordion type, push it open with your foot. Try not to touch the handles. Try not to touch the sink handles if you don't have to, or the toilet seat, or anything. Or if you have to, use toilet paper as a barrier or paper towel as a barrier, because the whole place is disgusting. To highlight that is point number three. Don't brush your teeth in the airplane bathroom. Now, I have done this before. I was on a long flight. This was years and years ago. I remember, like, I just had to brush my teeth. Oh, my gosh. I so regret doing that now. The water is not filtered, and the tank it's in doesn't get cleaned hardly at all. They just top it off between flights, and they're only required to flush the tank and disinfect it every 3 months. So you might be at the end of that three-month period where all they've done for 3 months with that tank is top it off. I'm like, and it's not filtered water. Okie dokie. Just go to the bathroom before you get on the plane. Hold it till you get off. That's gross.
It's like not even worth it to me to stand in the bathroom. It's too small. Like I can't.
It's so tiny. Yeah.
I do get nervous in there. Like.
Yeah. You're going to hit turbulence. You're going to hit turbulence and you're going to hit the ceiling and it's not good.
And now to know it's just a germ-filled closet.
Germ-filled. It's just this pigsty. It's disgusting. I did see this, by the way. University of Florida researchers say that toilet paper has forever chemicals in them. Toilet paper, forever chemicals in the wastewater. Some of these forever chemicals could cause cancer. That's right. So now we're being told we have to stop using toilet paper. This is, wait, what? Look, here's one of the things. I was actually talking to somebody about this earlier today. Just remember this. Whenever you start to freak out about, there's all these chemicals and there's all this viruses and there's all these diseases and da-da-da-da-da. We have a life expectancy today that's like 30 years more than what we had 50 years ago. So despite all these chemicals and all this and all that and all this and all that, it can't be that bad when our life expectancy is like 30 years more than what it used to be. And they're expecting us to live to be 100, like be able to get to 100 to be easier and easier and easier as the years go on. So just remember that so we don't all become Howard Hughes, although I'm getting pretty close to there. Oh, wear adult diapers when flying. There you go. That's an option, especially on a long flight. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let me hit real quick today's sign of the apocalypse. 43-year-old man was arrested in New York City yesterday after he stole an American Airlines bus from JFK Airport and went on a little joyride. Made it all the way to Manhattan, about 20 miles away. It took about an hour before he finally was stopped. Stole the airplane bus.